actual Fed infiltrates, quote, anarchist, unquote, group, and now will testify against them. And whatever you may feel about the protesters turned rioters in many instances during the Trump inauguration, this story serves as a cautionary tale for any active group out there that is engaged in activity which the coercive enterprise doesn't like. And if you like this show, there's a fairly decent chance that you may fall into that category. In these groups, it often happens, and I think we could all relate to this, that everybody accuses everybody of being feds. And more often than not, the ones accused of being feds are actually not the feds. Actually, I would argue that some of the people being accused of being feds are probably being accused by feds. and a lot of the times, the people that are accused of being feds, their only real crime is that they just tick people off. And sometimes they tick people off because they're they're truth plumb lines. Truth plumb lines will definitely tick you off. And sometimes they tick you off because they're idiots. That's true, too. Just because you tick someone off, it doesn't mean that you've actually, like, triggered, like, an angry response because they can't confront your truth. Sometimes you tick them off because you're an idiot. So they're often the divisive, contrarian members of the group that, and again, a truth plumb line will look remarkably similar to an idiot. They seem to stir up conflict any chance they get. And, I mean, I myself has been accused of being a Fed a couple of times. Not a lot, but a couple of times. Actually, probably by one specific person. I won't say his name, but let's just say he's no longer part of my life. Actually, I think by two people. Neither one is a part of my life anymore. But the accusation of being a Fed, it's not an uncommon thing. In a way, it's kind of like if you haven't been accused of being a Fed yet, you're not trying hard enough. You got to try harder. So accusing someone of being a Fed has become one of the go-to shutdown points for people who get irate right over a debate going bad. And also there's paranoia schizophrenia, which is a factor as well. So unfortunately, this liberal use of the Fed accusation helps actual Feds fly under the radar, undetected. So that means that the actual Feds that are sent in, that they remain under the radar. And I would argue that while I think in some cases Feds are sent in to actually divide and conquer, so to speak, I think mostly, especially when they're on information gathering, intelligence gathering, they're not there to divide and be all quarrelsome. They're going to be the agreeable ones. They're going to be the folks that everybody likes them. So this anarchist group was apparently infiltrated by an actual Fed. And that Fed will now be testifying at one of these trials that these, and I'm putting it in quotes, anarchist, because some people are saying they're not real anarchists. I don't know enough about this group and what their policies, whatever they actually live about. Are they real anarchists or not? And as Pope Paulus Anarchist the 17th, now retired, I have nothing to say about that. So the Fed will be revealing the details of their black bloc tactics in an effort to show the jury that the actions taken by these anarchists were intentionally destructive, and they were planned out, premeditated. And you could read more of the story by going to that to the show headlines. But I wanted to get you the gist of what's going on there. And really, the biggest thing is the lesson that folks can learn from this story. EU threatens trade war over Trump tariffs. So the EU has looked down the barrel of the trade war gun pointed at them by the Trump administration, and they have not blinked. Instead, they appear ready to fire back with a round of U.S. targeted tariffs of their own. The trade war that wasn't going to happen, you know, because experts said it wouldn't, like IMF experts, World Bank experts. No, man, nothing to see here. Everything's fine. Well, it actually appears ready to kick off in full force, and this is from the New York Times. European Union officials unveiled an array of tariffs on Wednesday that they would place on American-made goods if The United States followed through on President Trump's plan to impose penalties on imported steel and aluminum, raising the specter of a trade war. So there you have it. Everybody get ready. Got ourselves a trade war. Wyoming protects crypto tokens from regulatory hammer. And I've covered before what Wyoming is doing. I think it was a top story on headlines you may have missed a week or two ago about how Wyoming is trying to become a blockchain heaven or a blockchain safe haven. So in that bid, new legislation was recently passed that protects certain crypto tokens from having to face regulations. And this is from TechCrunch. Wyoming has passed HB number 0070, a bill that allows the sale of open blockchain tokens to be exempt from regulation and money sending legislation. These tokens are very specific in their use and would more commonly be called utility tokens, essentially tokens used in the consumption of various services. They are very different from so-called equity tokens, which are sold on the promise or implied promise of investor gain. The tokens must fulfill one or all of these criteria. 1. The developer or seller of the token reasonably believed that it sold the token to the initial buyer for a consumptive purpose. 2. The token has a consumptive purpose that is available at the time of sale and can be used at or near the time of sale for use for a consumptive purpose. 3. If the token does not have a consumptive purpose available at the time of sale, the initial buyer of the token is prevented from reselling the token until the token is available for use for a consumptive purpose, or 4. The developer or seller takes other reasonable precautions to prevent buyers from purchasing the token as a financial investment. Hey, this is probably going to be a longer leash story on Is Daily Thursday tonight. As a matter of fact, that first story that we covered, I think we're going to go into that in a lot more detail if we get to it in Is Daily Thursday tonight. On the Liberty Principle Facebook page, that first story about the anarchist Fed, we're probably going to go into that in a lot more detail. That'll be the last story, and sometimes we don't get to our last story because Lou and I, we can spend time talking about a story in rather lengthy detail. Being pro-gun is now racist, says Shannon Watts. And if you need further proof that the gun grabbers, the cattle car guides, the police state enablers intend on using social shaming as their main bludgeon in their war against any non-gov person, take a gander at the recent Twitter exchange between the mouthpiece of a gun grabber group and a woman who is pro-gun. According to Shannon, "I will guide you to the cattle cars and shame you while I do it, Watts." If a white woman is pro-gun, it simply means that she is racist, acting out on her white privilege. Actually, Shannon, you're the racist, because you're championing a decidedly racist policy agenda with a very long history of targeting blacks. And I linked to our story that we did a couple of weeks ago on Is Daily Monday with Professor Rambo, where we talked about the secret racist history of gun control and the violent consequences of those laws. So you're actually championing a decidedly racist policy agenda with a long history of targeting not only blacks, but other underprivileged groups. And the purpose of these laws was to assure that the powers can be, that can be, or the powers that be. I'm going to get words right. Words are cool, especially when you use them right. So the laws are intended to assure that the powers that be can, when push comes to shove, use overt force to put the underprivileged groups to heel when they get too uppity. And I'll ask the folks that are watching on Facebook, and I'll ask you to comment to this. If there's anyone out there, are you a racist? And really, the quick way to do just a basic test to see if you're racist, are you for gun control? Okay, you're a racist. See, that's how it works, by the way. I mean, if she can do it, why can't I? Right? Right? So, graphene to become super powerful superconductor thanks to magic angles. Yep, magic angles. So, this is a story from Physics World.
10 minutes.
An ultra-thin material consisting of two misaligned sheets of graphene can be easily converted from being a Mott insulator to a superconductor. The surprising discovery, details of which were announced in the March meeting of the American Physical Society, well, the APS, of course, could lead to the development of materials with a range of engineered electronic properties. And I'll get down to the toward the bottom here. The researchers made their material by taking two sheets of graphene and rotating them out of alignment by a small angle of about 1 degree. Having the sheet at the magic angle creates a moi lattice of atoms with a unit cell that is much larger than that of a single sheet of graphene. Electrons are localized at lattice sites, and under certain conditions, electrons can tunnel from one lattice site to another. I'm sure everybody listening is gathering this information. Like, oh yeah, this makes perfect sense. I don't pretend to fully understand exactly what I just read, but I understand this part, I think. Physicists now have an exciting new platform to probe the unusual properties of high-temperature superconductors and possibly to design new materials that operate at even higher temperatures, said Hario Hararo at a news conference at the APS March meeting. Usually you have to grow different classes of materials to explore each different phase. We could explore all of the physics in one device electrically. It couldn't get any simpler. So for all you nerdle heads out there, I'm sure that you're listening to this like, I understand exactly what he's saying. I don't know why you don't understand exactly what he's saying. It's so simple. I mean, it's so simple. Even a Stanford grad could understand it. Of course, you went to MIT. That's why you said that. Okay. Let's move on. Still, it's cool, it's exciting news, and that's why I covered it. Goodyear's new tires will have living moss inside. So Goodyear has seriously gone green with a new tire that is literally green. Literally green. I really like saying the word literally. And that green isn't paint, it's moss. That's right. Goodyear recently unveiled tires that will grow living moss inside of them. And there is a method to this seeming madness, however, and it has to do with generating electricity using the photosynthesis of plants, as well as converting CO2 to oxygen, reducing pollution. You see, I got a little video here. I don't know if you can hear the video. Goodyear Oxygen is the name of it. And just a little bit, this is a concept. It's not actually being built yet, but it's a concept. It's an idea, and you can see them showing that there it is. There's the living moss. If you're listening to the audio, you're not seeing the video, but they're showing the tire. They're showing the living moss within the tire, and they're zooming out, and they're showing the tire on the production line being put on the oxygen. So yeah, I'm not gonna continue to play this because we do have an audio podcast version that we're creating that they won't be able to appreciate because there's no visuals in an audio podcast. I don't know if you knew that. Anyway, it's pretty cool. And but yet that was not your moment of lulls. That was not the daily lulls. No, instead, ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves. And if you're watching the video version of this show, then you know what's coming up next. If you're listening to the audio version, then you're still in suspense. Pepe the Frog sues InfoWars. But the meme wars have only just begun. So, there he is on the video. The video folks can see the picture of Pepe with his little shades, tilting his shades down, doing his Pepe thing. Pepe the Frog is mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore. Or so Matt Fury, the creator of the original Pepe, would have you believe, despite the fact that Alex Jones has stood up for frog rights by pointing out that the government was putting things in the water that was making the frogs gay. Okay, that's what Alex Jones did, folks, okay? He stood up at a time when nobody else was standing up for frog rights. Nobody was talking about frog rights. And there was Alex Jones once again ahead of the curve, like way ahead of the curve. Like, he was so far ahead of the curve that where he was going, you don't need curves. That's how far ahead of the curve he is. But there he was, out there standing up for frogs' rights, demanding that the government stop putting things in the water to make the frogs gay. Well, despite that, this frog, this Pepe, he doesn't want Alex Jones to use his image anymore. I mean, what the heck, Pepe? What the freak is your problem? He stood up for frog kind everywhere, and this is how you pay him back. You pay him with lawsuits? That is inappropriate. So Matt Fury, on behalf of Pepe, is suing Alex Jones. And I just want to say to Matt, listen, buddy, good luck with all that. But first of all, let me just point out that Pepe is no longer your frog. You created him, true, but he has since grown into a man frog, a frog man frog. Am I being kind of species there by assuming that, you know, if he's grown into maturity, he has to be a man? Maybe he's just a frog. He's grown into a frog. He was a little frogo. Now he's a frog. He's a freaky frog or whatever. What would be like a boy frog? Is there like, I mean, he's not a tadpole. He's beyond tadpole. What would you call a boy frog? Whatever. And I can't say boy frog because, again, I'm being species. I'm being all human-centered and stuff. So whatever. He's morphed into multiple Pepes, some of which, yes, are not so cool. Like the actual alt-right Pepes. And that's just some of the Pepes. That's not all of them. And again, as opposed to conservative or libertarian Pepes that are, well, they're also called alt-right Pepes, even though they're not. The frog has grown up, and you cannot control Pepe. You tried to murder him, Matt. You tried to murder Pepe. But it didn't work. Pepe lives. And now your lawsuit, it assures that more Pepes will march forward until one day, Matt, you will find yourself as Neo facing Agent Smith. With Agent Smith being an army of diverse Pepes and you being that latte pajama boy Obama used to pitch state-controlled health care. I'm going to say, Matt, you know, if I'm interested in your health and safety, I don't like the outcome of this one, buddy. I'm seriously betting that the pajama latte version of Neo lacks the deft moves of Keanu Reeves and his CGI-enhanced performance. But I do want to thank you for this, Matt, because you have assured that Pepe lives, and he will live stronger than he was before. May Pepe stream forever across the great trolliverse, unshackled by your bourgeois first-world privilege and your petty social construct of intellectual property. I know I spent way too much time on that story, but I enjoyed it. So fight me. Saudi prince calls Turk Reich Iran and Islamists the new axis of evil. So it appears that the Saudi prince has recognized what the U.S. is either failing to recognize or refusing to acknowledge. The Saudi prince has come out recently and declared that the Turk Reich, Iran, and radical religious groups in Syria have formed the new axis of evil. And I can agree with the current figurehead of the House of Saud on one thing, and that is that the Turk Reich is, quote, evil, unquote. And the more the West coddles this neo-Nazi state, the more blood will be shed by Erdogan and his band of Islamo-Nazis. But this story's not as fun as Pepe the Frog, so that's all it gets. I'm moving on.
1 minute.
And I also only have 1 minute left, so there's that. Tobacco is making the vaccines and drugs of the future. Tobacco plants are being converted to organic mini-factories that are creating new vaccines as well as drugs. The work is being done by researchers at the John Innes Center in Norwich, England. Researchers are helping to lead a new European Union, well, who cares, laboratory of some professor will help deliver the Nicotiana project, which combines several new plant breeding techniques to produce medical and cosmetic products in tobacco plants. Real quick, last story, Google helps U.S. military kill more efficiently with AI drones. So Google's motto used to be, don't be evil. Now, apparently, under the umbrella of the mega corporation of Alphabet, the new model of Google is do evil stuff. up, especially for the government. Google employees might still believe that despite Google's jettisoning of the former motto, they work for a company which still would strive to do no evil. But in fact, they're helping the U.S. design AI drones that kill people.